Lobsters, Bethany finds a charitable way to cope, and finally we have Dorinda and Luann in the same place. Real Housewives of New York After Show is coming up now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. So happy, so happy. We are finally back. I'm finally back. You were here last week.
I was
so upset I missed it. Hey guys, I'm Chelsea Stark-Jones, and I am joined with
Ashley Daniels.
Yes, hi. We're missing our men. I know Ronnie promised we'd all be together. So
one day, I think they're slowly implementing me back into the Real Housewives panel by just giving me one person at a time and just seeing
warming you up.
Warming me up.
I love it. But not too much happened this episode, but we're still kind of like laying the ground, like reacquainting ourselves with the women. So let's just dive right in. What were your initial thoughts so far of this episode?
I thought it was great. Yeah. I thought it was very interesting to see the ladies having this confrontation. I mean, I just remember Dorinda and Luann being so close and being, I don't know, unstoppable together. So to see them in this situation now, it's a lot of drama early on. We don't usually get this much this quickly, third episode in.
And
what about you?
They're two stubborn women. Yeah. And I think that's why it feels like it's not going anywhere. Totally. And it's just building. Mm-hmm. I also really enjoyed the stuff with Bethany this episode. Yes. It was very heartfelt. I almost started crying. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. We start off with the clam bake, the controversial clam bake.
The infamous clam bake we've been hearing all about.
Yeah, so Dorinda did not, or she got disinvited. Yes. Ramona kind of takes her jab at Barbara when she first comes in and says in her confessional that she feels like she was never really her type of girl because she was a little bit too masculine and manly. It's such a Ramona thing to do. It's like take a dig at somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we learn a little bit more from Bethany that Dennis actually proposed to her in April. And I didn't know that he proposed. She was wearing the engagement ring that he gave her.
Mm-hmm. It was private. It was something they kept between themselves. Yeah. And it was a very interesting situation for Bethany because she wasn't 100% ready to marry him, although she loved him. But there were a lot of things that she kept personal. But I think we can all assume that they weren't on the same page at that moment in time.
Yeah, she had mentioned that it was a very awkward proposal because it wasn't that she said yes. She said, well, we still need to figure out this and this, the logistics pretty much. Because Tinsley pointed it out. It was the first time Tinsley had run into Bethany.
I think she also said she was dead inside at that moment, which she says later on when she's talking about it. But we don't know exactly what she's referring to, but we can probably assume has something to do with the residue of just this, 7-year battle in court with Jason Hobby. Mm-hmm, and I think just failed relationships, you know, happening one after the other for her and having this custody battle and then having everything going on with that and then being a TV star and then being a mom. I think it was probably so much that she was like, okay, engagement for me, like right now, I'm in a place where
It's just too much.
Yeah,
it's too
but much. He was dreaming more, I think, and he wanted something more,
which is so sweet,
romantic.
Yeah, it's very romantic. But of course, the blondes come into the party, and we see Luann kind of get a little bit confrontational with Ramona, asking like, "Are we going to talk about this?" And Ramona's just like, "No." Do we think she should have just addressed it and squashed it and been over, like, done with it?
I think that, no, I don't think so. I think
handled it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I think Ramona handled it well?
Yeah.
No, of course not. No. Ramona does not handle it well. Sorry, I don't understand your question.
Yeah. If Ramona handled the Luann confrontation a little bit, or she should have addressed Luann and the issues that they have been having.
I think she could have addressed, I don't think she handled it well at all. It was pretty awful. Yeah. No.
I kind of felt that the way in which Luann brought it up to her was a little bit aggressive.
Yeah.
But I do think Ramona could have at least spoken to her. Ramona goes and runs to Barbara and talks to Barbara about it. And Ramona just doesn't back down. And I love her. I think she's hilarious. But she never really sees when she's wrong or will accept when she's wrong. So, yeah, with Barbara, she was upset that, you know, you spreaded these rumors about her getting kicked out of that guy's party. Mm-hmm. And Ramona's like, well, she didn't even deny it. She, you know.
Well, she dodged Luann at the beginning, so yeah. She didn't want to talk to Luann. But, yes, in regard to Barbara and being kicked out of Chris Birch's party, mm-hmm. Barbara made that clear that that was not the case. And said she was actually with Luann, walked out with Luann at that moment. So then, of course, Ramona goes backward and says, well, also, this happened at some other event. And she's like, we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Chris Birch's party. So she was kind of caught in a lie in that situation because I do believe Barbara, if Barbara was with her, why would mm-hmm. she make that up?
Exactly.
There's no reason to.
Yeah.
So,
And Ramona didn't say, sorry, I was wrong, or anything like that. She did, like, go back and come up with another story about Luann. I love Sonia's line about, like, now Ramona's suddenly, like, cares about Luann's sobriety.
Her recovery. Yeah. I was just going to actually ask you that because do you think that she does? Because there is a part of Ramona that, excuse me, mm-hmm. even when Bethany was going through her health issues, I think last season, bleeding.
Yeah.
Ramona was the one that called her every day.
Yeah.
And when Bethany's father died, I remember Ramona called her every day. Ramona is she's a caretaker. Mm-hmm. So in this situation, I don't think she inserted herself as a caretaker, as a friend. But do you think that she was concerned?
I was actually having this thought on my way in today. I think that all these women care for one another on, like, a deeper level because they've been through it together for so long that they're willing to take these digs at one another and, like, slight each other and whatnot. But, like, mm-hmm. at the root of it, I do think she cares. I do, but I think she gets in her own way and covers it up with, like, these nasty, like, remarks. In that moment when Barbara was confronting her about, like, spreading these rumors, I don't think she particularly cared. But, like, when she was going through it at the time, like, getting back into rehab and all that stuff, I do think she cared. Now I think she's, like, over it, like, you're talking about too much, like, who, whatever. But, yeah, I think they all have one another's back. And I that's something I do really appreciate about this show is because they've known each other for their genuine friendships.
I think it's also and I don't know if you were going to bring this up, but I'm going to, going on to Ramona, she was talking about the tension that she felt and why she didn't feel comfortable going over to Bethany. And when they were discussing Bethany losing Dennis.
Yeah.
And they asked her if she had texted Bethany. So they asked Ramona if she texted Bethany. Barbara mm-hmm. and Sonia did. And if she also reached out and she said, I just texted her. And then they said, this is a time to go over right now. And she said, no, I don't want to go over right now. There's too much tension over there. Luann could say something to me. I don't think she's proud of that moment, as we saw. And I'm sure you guys have heard who are listening or watching right now.
Yeah.
The news that Ramona felt awful about some of the digs she gave tonight regarding Dennis. She said she was just horrified at how she and that's not a direct quote, but she did not feel proud of the things that she said tonight. So I'm sure this is one of those moments she wasn't too proud of. But what do you think about that moment when she decided, I mean, those cameras are on her. There's like several cameras there and she doesn't want to walk over and talk about Dennis.
I was going to bring this up and I kind of understood where she was coming from because she had just walked over there and Luann kind of like barked at her.
Yeah.
And so like I could see why it would be intimidating for her to like go over there. But at the same time, I don't think Bethany would have like, I don't want your apology or whatever. Like, it wouldn't have been something nasty, but I do understand why she was a little bit intimidated by the situation. I think if maybe Bethany was like standing off on her own or like with another group of friends, like she would have felt a little bit more comfortable doing so. But I think she was nervous in that situation.
Okay.
But as Bethany was over there in that section with Tinsley and Luann, she mm-hmm. started talking about a man that has like kind of come back into her life.
Yes.
I have never grieved someone that I was dating in a relationship, so I don't know. But do you feel like it's too soon? I mean, Dennis passed away in like May.
I don't think there are any rules, and I don't think anybody can pass any judgment. I'm not saying you are,
but
I don't think we have any right to speak on that because we don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
So I think whatever she's doing mm-hmm. and whatever she feels is best for her and her in her situation is, yeah. like, I can't speak on that.
No, for sure. And I just think, like, I feel like Bethany's a very smart woman, and she wouldn't do something if she wasn't ready for it. And so, like, hearing it, like, hearing her talk about going on a date, like, I was like, that feels so fast. But then at the same time, it's like, I feel like she's very self-aware.
Yeah, she said she's bringing it to the table early on. She's like, this is the situation I'm currently in. If you want to date me, that's fine, but I'm still grieving. She's not trying to, you know, oh, well, whatever. She's feeling her feelings.
Yeah. So the party's going on. Everyone seems to be having a good time. And then we hear someone's alarm going off.
Yeah.
Sonia set an alarm for
yes.
to leave. Have you ever, like, gone to a party with, like, your phone set? Like, oh, I'm going to be here for a certain amount of time.
Never, never, never. But you always learn something from these ladies. I thought it was Tinsley, too, right? Didn't Tinsley have to do this? Tinsley was
one of them.
No, it was Tinsley.
It was her alarm?
Yeah, I'm almost positive because it was last week we were talking about this. And I remember now that you say that, it was Tinsley that had it. Ramona asked Tinsley to put the alarm on so they knew when to leave. And of
such
course
a shame.
And I don't want to take your thunder. You could talk about what they do before they leave.
I mean, just so rude. So they steal some lobsters.
Just a few
lobsters. Whole lobsters. Not even the lobster tail, but the full lobster.
Yeah.
I understand, like, Barb was pretty clear, like, yeah, take something home for Dorinda. Like, I feel bad she's not here.
Yeah.
So I understand them doing that, but to go to someone's party and take the food home and not eat at the party, like, I just felt like that was so tacky.
I mean, I think it's like Bethany said, like, so there are moments she had to leave. They had to go back and see Dorinda. There are some items you can take because you aren't able to eat at the party.
Yeah.
I'm Italian, so my mom gives everybody food before they leave, no matter what.
Yeah.
Containers and containers of food because she overcooks anyway. So I'm used to making sure everybody has food on the way out. But lobsters are a different thing. They're very expensive, unless she had a large amount of them. I think a few. Also, I understand, like, what if those were the lobsters that they were going to eat there? It's like, why?
Yeah.
They wanted to enjoy them, but they had to leave.
I totally understand
I
leaving to go home to Dorinda and, like, kind of showing their, like, you know, loyalty to her. But, like,
Ramona sneaking them in the bag.
Yeah.
It's another discussion. Yeah, totally.
Like, I just feel like, eat it there. Eat your meal there.
Yes.
And then take the goodie bag home for Dorinda. And it was just like, Tinsley, poor thing, was like, Luann, like, kind of barked at her. Like,
she
could see her, like,
yep.
This isn't my idea.
Yep.
Like, I feel rude. My southernness is
class,
like,
with the Countess. This is not in that list of things to do to be Countess-like.
Not at all. Yeah, I totally thought it was super unnecessary, but comedic all at the same
totally.
Time.
Totally.
Yeah, I loved it. So the women did scurry home and get back to Dorinda, who actually was hoping they were out a little bit longer because she wanted to watch some Law and Order. And so they ruined her a little bit of alone time. But we still see Dorinda still hurting over Luann's comments, the comments that she's made in the tabloids. And, like, I think that's like the heart of Dorinda's issue is that, like, no, she hates when people attack her when it comes to drinking.
Yep.
Even though I do think she has a questionable behavior when she does drink. But she still is hurting over it. And I just don't see her letting it go at all. And vice versa with Luann. Like, they're just, like, so stubborn and so stuck in their ways. And I don't think they have – I think Bethany is a good – person in the middle, because I think she cares for them both equally, but I think everyone else around them is kind of, like, helping it stay divisive, if that makes any sense. What are your thoughts about them potentially coming back together?
I don't think anybody's, in my opinion, I don't think anybody's being divisive. I think that Barbara is trying to mend the situation,
mm-hmm.
but I think that Dorinda won't have it, because Dorinda likes to control the situation without having other people come in and speak on her behalf or speak on Luann's behalf. She wants to have, and I think she has every right to want to have it between the two of them. I think when people get involved, even with the best intentions, it becomes a sticky situation, especially when that person is friends with both of them.
Yeah.
So in this case, I think that no matter what, Dorinda, and she even said it, doesn't feel like she necessarily needs to apologize. She thinks she needs to, I don't know the exact quote, but just be be me. Just be me and go move forward and not go backward.
Exactly. It feels like Dorinda just wants to, like, pretend none of this has happened. And,
but
like,
in you too, if you did the Giovanni thing. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, though. I mean, it's made...
It's cold.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely. So I think that... with the Giovanni situation, that's the moment that she said she didn't want to go backward when Barbara mm-hmm. brought that up, the heckling. Mm-hmm. And I know now, I mean, spoiler alert, but I know now that they are close again. I think I read it today. I forget which article, but they're working on it and they're close again. And I mean, we saw that coming anyway, but it's interesting to see them in this stage. And I wonder if when they're watching it, it brings up any old
feelings.
Feelings and just and aggravations just about, I don't know, what they did and whether or not they are actually apologetic about it. Because I think there's a part of Dorinda that when she watches herself, she does feel a little sorry about whatever she had said or did. I think they all do.
Yeah, I'm totally sure that they do. But I do, I think what I was trying to say is, and you hit it like right on, when too many people get involved, no matter if they have good intentions or not, like, it just, it puts too much pressure on the situation, and, like, it doesn't really, the end result that everyone wants, it doesn't really end up happening. So I kind of feel like that's the situation with these girls, is it's just, like, everyone has an opinion, and it's a good, like, positive, but, like, it's not serving that purpose, I guess.
Right.
And so they're back at the house. They're having a good time. They're talking about this party that Dorinda wasn't invited to. And somehow it kind of got lost on me how Dennis got brought up. But Ramona made a really tacky comment and a really, like, not tasteful comment about Dennis, saying how smart can he be if, you know, he was on drugs. So I can't why it even came up.
I think it just came up in the top. They were just talking about the day, and they were talking about Bethany not apologizing to Bethany in person. And then Ramona said that. But you can see in that moment, Ramona knew she had gone way too far. And, I mean, like I said before, she did apologize for this, and she feels horrible that she said it. She was drinking. That's no excuse. I think it was Sonia who said, even when you drink, it shouldn't bring you to that level.
Yeah.
Something of that nature, she said. I believe it was her.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so... It's sad because you realize when you're on TV and you're drinking, and we know we mm-hmm. all have done something or said something that we wish we didn't, but because it's just so comfortable when you have a drink, you're just like,
Yeah.
But in this case, even at her power level, Ramona is an OG mm-hmm. of all the, I mean, not just New York. She's the OG, like one of the, like she's up there with Vicky.
One of the founding mothers.
And the thing is, she doesn't have the power to go back and say to the production team, hey, like, can we take this out?
Yeah.
Nobody does, I don't think.
Yeah.
And it's scary because I can only imagine what went through her mind after that and whether or not she got people involved to try to erase that and edit that out. But if they did that, it's obviously they have to do with everybody.
Yeah.
But that's going to be hard to come back from.
It really will be. And I can only imagine how Bethany feels watching it. But she did, to her credit, little credit, try to backtrack on it, and you know, I want to honor him or whatever. And you could tell she was drunk, but like Sonia said, there is no excuse for something like so nasty to say about someone that has passed, and it's specifically about someone, and that's what, like, when you ask, like, do you think she has good intentions? Like, I think she genuinely cares about Bethany and her well being, but she says stupid stuff like that that puts it into question, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So yeah, I think the comment will come back to bite her a little bit later on in the season, and definitely at the reunion when everyone gets to see back and Bethany gets to see it again. But yeah, and that's kind of how that night ended in the Hamptons. Yeah. The weekend at the Hamptons was over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So... Ash, do you want to share something with us?
Yes. All right. So, guys, before we move on to the next topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we can definitely use your help. And you guys have always been great about this. I've been here many years, and I have seen unbelievable. The same people have traveled throughout all of these shows and commented and liked and subscribed, and we are so thankful. And for anybody who doesn't know, that really, really helps us and our team here at AfterBuzz. So if you can subscribe on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, leave us a comment. We love reading your comments.
Yes.
We really, really do. It helps us tremendously. And being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to me. So much that I actually get goosebumps and I could cry. So I'm not going to get too sentimental, but it means so much to me. It's a family over here for me. And not to get too personal, but I'm going through a very difficult time in my life right now. And if it were not for AfterBuzz and Kevin and Maria, I would not even be back in LA right now. So it just goes to show you that this is more than just TV talk. It is a family, and everybody here is so truly special and one of a kind. And I just, yeah, that's why I ask that you guys please support this place, because it's so much more than I can even put into words. So thank you for listening to that. And we are going to get back to the New York Housewives recap.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I definitely second it. Yeah, it is a great place. And you have a lot of good bonds here and stuff like
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. All the support counts and matters to us. And love hearing you guys in the chat also. So yeah, but back to the Housewives.
So back to the crazy Housewives. Woo, okay.
Back to the Housewives. And we're back in the city. The women are kind of reacclimating to the city life after being in the Hamptons for a little while.
Reacclimating. Slowly.
Slowly getting back into the swing of things.
Luann, and speaking of swing of things, Luann actually dancing to, we got her in the cabaret scene. Yes. I'm going to get to that, but I had to say it. Swinging back into it, dancing back into it. She's talking about water.
Yeah. Yes, water.
She has water.
She has two homes on the water. She's got her new apartment in the city, and then she also has her house upstate, which I'm a little bit confused about, because I thought that was the issue with the lawsuit with her children.
I don't think that ever fully went through.
Okay.
That was something that they were talking about, but I don't think they actually ever ended up suing. And I don't want to put my phone on, but if you want to check it out, just to double check. But I don't think they ever ended up suing. But if you guys want to comment and let us know, we would love to know. I'm almost positive that this became something bigger due to the media. And that actually ended up being resolved.
My understanding was that she was trying to sell their Hamptons home so that she could buy this upstate home, and that it didn't go through. There was no actual lawsuit. Right. So maybe she found another way to buy the home upstate or whatever.
I got some very classic Countess vibes from her discussion about her homes. I was like, girl, like, as much as I love seeing you riding on floating on the float with your clothes on and being this new Luann that's just embracing being, like, totally, like, human and just like every other average Joe, we get that moment of
her not
the being home and the home, and like, oh, she's still there a little bit. Thank God.
Yes, the very lively and crazy Luann. Very much. I know you're a Luann fan.
I'm an everyone's fan.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I know Leanne is a ride or die Luann, and I believe Ronnie also feels this way. I am not so close to Luann. I don't have as close of a relationship to Luann as the others do.
Okay.
I find her to be, like, I think she's great television. I think she's hilarious. But I just, like, it's still so pretentious to me and, like, obnoxious in a bit. Like, her talking about the cabaret and, like, the home, and I'm just going to get a boat and all this, like, other stuff. I'm just like, oh, I can't with you. I don't know. Maybe I'm just way too Team Dorinda, or I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I've been lucky enough to have interviewed all of them at this point for AfterBuzz several times. And Luann was one of the few I got to interview in person. And I will say she was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, so I can only go by what I see on TV. And then that small moment of having an interview, which who knows if someone's being completely authentic in an interview setting. But she was awesome.
Yeah.
She was funny. And she was with Ramona and Dorinda. And the three of them together, I was just like, I feel like I'm one of the girls. Like,
really?
I didn't get any Countess vibes.
Okay.
And this was 2 years ago, so I don't know.
I do feel like this, I don't know. I have an uneasy feeling about Luann. But I do feel like she is someone that is, like, very easy to talk to, like, especially in a media space. Because I think she knows the game. Like, I think she understands understands how she needs to look and portray herself.
I hear you.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. And then we jump to Bethany, who's actually in North Carolina. She's continuing her Be Strong God foundation.
Bless Bethany.
Yeah.
This woman is amazing.
She really was. It was very touching. She gets back to North Carolina, I believe it was Hurricane Harvey, and to help the shelter and help the aid there. It wasn't as bad as a hurricane as it was predicted to be, but there's still a lot of work to be done. So we actually got to see her more so. And she also kind of explained how it's a lot more controlled area as opposed to Puerto Rico and like other places that she's been to. So she did get to go to these shelters more and like, you know, hand out these gift cards and whatnot. And
can we give a shout out to Michael?
Yes.
Michael, who's been 90 times to Haiti. Michael, who's dedicated his life to these types of causes.
Yeah.
He has been, I mean, I don't even know anything about him other than what she said tonight. And I literally was, I was just goosebumps. I was like, that's, imagine living a life like that where you can dedicate every part of your being to helping others.
It was really touching. And it
was so touching.
He wasn't the guy that Dorinda was arguing with
right? No, I don't think that was the same guy.
Okay.
I don't. But if you guys know, I know there's a lot of diehards listening right now that are like, oh no, I know his first last name and no, that's awesome. Let us know, but I don't think that
was. Yeah, I wasn't sure, but like that was the first thing when she said Haiti, because I remember that was a fight.
Yes,
it's like,
Dorinda and that, yeah. Totally, yeah.
Gosh. I love her, but yeah, that was not one of her best moments.
Not at all.
So then we have Beth, yeah, we have her going around to the shelters, and it seemed like a very therapeutic trip for her. And she said, you know, I'm not going to cry today about Dennis, because people are crying over not having a home.
That was a beautiful, I know.
It was.
It puts life into perspective.
It really does.
It really does.
It does. But I mean, it's still like, it's, I mean, it just still battling a loss, though, is still just as hard as what these people are going through as well.
Very true.
And then we're back in the city with Dorinda, and she invites Barbara to have lunch. Now, she had an issue with Barbara because she uninvited her to her clam bake and felt like she was getting in the middle of this feud between her and Luann.
Right.
And we kind of see, and I kind of understand where Dorinda's coming from, because she was, you know, last year this time, Barbara was on the outs with Luann, and Dorinda claims, like, she didn't really get in the middle of it. She didn't try to fiddle with it, and she kind of just, like, let it be.
And so we did see that flashback.
Yeah, yeah.
For anybody that doesn't know, that was a flashback to that.
It was their engagement.
They were on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on the boat, and then we overhear Barbara saying that Luann would rather marry and get a divorce versus calling off the wedding.
Yeah, so exactly.
I wanted to insert that into your statement.
Okay, yeah, continue. So we see that Luann and Barbara did have a kind of rocky relationship not even that long ago.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. And to know that she was one of the people that helped her get healthy and stuff like that. Like, yeah, so it does show that they actually do have a true friendship, a genuine friendship, that they could drop whatever's going on between them to, like, take care of one another, which is cool. But Dorinda's point was, like, I didn't bother you with that, so please, like, butt out and, like, let Dorinda or Luann and I kind of deal with it. I see where she's coming from, and I just feel like Dorinda's just such a very direct person that it does bother her to have, like, so many people, like, so many opinions, so many chefs in the kitchen, you know?
Yep.
But I also, I listened to the podcast last week. What are your thoughts on Barbara? I'm a little bit confused of her placing on the cast, because I feel like they're almost treating her like a full-blown housewife, but not at the same time.
I always think they're testing.
Yeah.
I always think they're testing. And I think that in this situation, she's definitely been an asset. I mean, without her, none of this would have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see her long-term. I don't. I just think that after this situation is resolved, I mean, she's funny, but I just think after the situation is resolved, they won't necessarily need her, because they already have so many people. Like you said, too many cooks. They have so many cooks in the kitchen and so many personalities.
Yeah.
And they're not lacking anywhere.
Yeah.
Some of these Housewives franchises now, they're lacking in so many ways, and they have the OGs just like holding everybody up. And in this case, everybody's an OG. I mean, except Tinsley, but Tinsley, I like Tinsley. I want to see more of her to see if I could live without Tinsley out of all of them, obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And I think, like, I know that, I don't want to say Barbara's, like, stirring the pot or anything, but she is the one that is kind of keeping this a little bit more, like, going. But I do actually agree with Dorinda with her saying that she doesn't think that she's really Luann's trigger. With her being disinvited. Like, I understand, like, she's a little bit unstable because of her, you know, just getting a rehab and, like, getting back into the swing of things and whatnot. But I do kind of feel like it's unfair to label Dorinda, like, someone that could trigger her when, like, her alcohol, like, alcoholism wasn't related to Dorinda directly. And it kind of made me wonder, is Luann using her sobriety as an excuse to kind of, like, axe Dorinda out and to, like, get her uninvited from the group and stuff like that?
I don't think so. I think that this is another situation that it's hard for me to speak on because mm-hmm. I've never had to go to rehab or be sober.
Same.
I don't understand how the triggering works, how it plays out. And I just know that if I had to protect myself, that I would, no matter what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody did put me in a position where, if someone's presence made me feel more vulnerable mm-hmm. to alcohol, whatever it is, I would certainly stay away.
Yeah.
Especially if they weren't willing to talk to me.
That's fair.
And I think, Dorinda is willing to talk to her, but I think that I don't think she's coming into the situation apologetic enough for that Luann feels she can put her guard down mm-hmm. and be comfortable around everybody.
Yeah.
I also think this was probably put into Luann's ear in a lot of ways because she has so many girlfriends around her.
Yeah.
I don't know if Luann would protect herself this much if it weren't for her rally of girl bosses just, like, protecting her.
I agree. And, yeah, I think you make a really good point. I want to see them get back together, but I just they're just so stubborn and set in their ways. It's hard to watch. It's similar to the whole Bethany and Carol thing last season, but like not at the like I don't this feels more real. You know, like Carol and Bethany, they had a real friendship, but this because Luann and Dorinda have known each other for so much, like so long. Like this feels a lot more like heartfelt. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But then we get Sonia, Paper Magazine, looking stunning.
Amazing, right?
I love the bone straight hair.
Yeah,
the
she's doing her dress. Extension line.
Yes.
Now.
Gorgeous.
This, which I'm sure is coming.
Gorgeous. She looked amazing.
She did.
Like kind of like a different person almost. And the party, like the atmosphere of the party also was very cool. I loved it.
It was beautiful.
It was very beautiful. So Sonia did she get the cover or was she featured?
I think she got the cover, but I don't know.
Beautiful cover or beautiful feature, whichever. And it was a very cool party. The ladies are coming in. Dorinda asked ahead of time if she could also wear leopard. I kind of think you just let the host, like, be the shining star and not, like, twinsies, mm-hmm. but to each his own. So Tinsley shows up with her mom. We get Dale back for the episode.
She's the best.
Yes, I do enjoy Dale. I'm not the biggest Tinsley fan, but I do love her mother. And Sonia's psychic tells Tinsley she's going to have two children.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those little eggs that she has frozen are going to hatch one day.
Right?
Like you said, I am looking forward to seeing what Tinsley has this season. I feel like maybe this might be her breakthrough season where we get a lot more from her
mm-hmm.
on like more of a deeper level because I felt like the Scott stuff was just a lot of fluff. So I'm hoping like I don't really want a children's storyline again, the family. Like I really want to get to know Tinsley on like a way deeper level than what we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy her, but I think she's just more of a filler housewife at this time. And then Dorinda and Bethany kind of had a really nice moment together. I really enjoyed them talking. I feel like out of anyone, Dorinda would be the one to really relate to what Bethany's going through. I felt like them speaking was a very, very touching moment.
It reminded me a lot of when they were in London, I think it was London, couple seasons back was Carol and Dorinda having mm-hmm. that moment talking about their having both lost their husbands. And that was the moment that they both bonded for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like this was that moment for Bethany and Dorinda.
Mm-hmm.
And I do wonder if this will bring or if it has brought Carol and Bethany at all close, even behind the scenes, because Carol's been there. And Carol's written about it, and Carol has been involved in Bethany's life for a long time and did know Dennis. And I wonder if the two of them have had any conversations about this or if Carol had reached out and offered any support. I don't know.
I was very curious about that, too. And I was, you know, I was hoping to have seen something, but I feel like, neither one of them would say if it were or not. And then it broke my heart when This is when I started to cry. When Bethany revealed that Dennis also got Bryn a ring, mm-hmm. too.
Yes.
It's just so sweet, but so sad at the same time. And it's just like how... It's hard. It's very hard. It's very heavy. And but we see Bethany just like kind of pushing through. And that was kind of the message that Dorinda like led on to. It's like, you're a very strong woman and you could get through this.
Well, it makes me wonder because we all saw last week that Bryn had been texting Dennis after he had passed, mm-hmm. and so had Bethany. And I wondered, I know we don't get to see Bryn, obviously, mm-hmm. For many reasons. I think most of them are legal. But we don't get to see Bryn. We see always, even in her stories, just like the side of her face or whatever. So yeah. I don't know what the relationship between Dennis and Bryn was like, but I can imagine it was a very beautiful father-daughter bond-like relationship, especially for him to do that. And he seemed like a teddy bear. And for Bryn to be asking Bethany, like, do you think you got my text? Like, they were definitely close. Yeah. And they did, that painted a little bit of a picture for me. And I don't know if it did for you guys too, that they had a special bond.
It was really sweet. And it was, yeah, that moment was really tough. But all the women are finally at the party except for Luann. She walks in last.
Yes.
In her very sophisticated white outfit, nice hat, her date, very nice, very sleek. She comes in and Dorinda kind of gets immediately a little on edge. They're completely on opposite sides of the room. Luann's with everybody, and Dorinda's kind of sitting at the bar. And I thought Luann's comment was like, of course she'd be at the bar because she knew I wouldn't go over there.
Yes. And also Ramona and Dorinda's relationship, Ramona and Luann,
yeah.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
You have Ramona not wanting to be all fake at that moment, and you have Luann overcompensating for everything and complimenting, and mm-hmm. you see the two of them just trying to be nice and trying to be civil, but their versions of that are so polar opposite, yeah. and they just don't
you
work. Just,
you know it's forced.
Totally. Yeah, of course. They barely spoke.
Yeah. But yeah, so we finally have the time in which Dorinda and Luann are in the same space. It was building to it. I was very, very excited for it. Like, they're finally going to speak. And Bethany kind of, well, before Bethany kind of brings Luann over, Dorinda barks at Barbara for saying, please don't get involved. Like, this isn't, you have no, was it skin in this fight or fight, whatever. And Barbara's like, why are you getting mad at me when Bethany's doing the exact same thing I'm doing? And I don't understand why either, but maybe it's because... I don't know.
Well, Bethany didn't do the exact thing. Bethany was more, she was saying, like, I just think that Dorinda doesn't want any unsolicited advice right now. She was just mm-hmm. trying to kind of explain
yeah.
for Dorinda. And in that moment, Dorinda didn't say anything. But we do see later on that Dorinda does speak up to Bethany mm-hmm. and is like, Bethany, stop pushing me to go yeah. see Dorinda, which you'll get to. So I don't think she's afraid of Bethany. I think from an outside perspective, I think in Barbara's situation, she was like, wait, what do you mean? I don't understand yeah. why are you saying this to me and not yeah. her? But we all know that everybody's a little bit afraid of Bethany. We all a little bit, right?
I mean, she scares me too.
She's just always right. Yeah. She speaks so eloquently, and mm-hmm. everything she says is just, it's like she has thought it out for like days yeah. and written it out before she said it. Yeah. And so everybody else, like, whoa,
yeah, no, she's the best. Yeah. But yeah, so Bethany calls Luann over. Luann kind of just like, me, like, what, mm-hmm. like, what? And she finally comes over, and Bethany does give Dorinda the push, and you see, like, Dorinda's barking at Bethany. No, 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 no. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. Like, and she's like, well, you better get ready, because she's, like, 5 feet behind you.
Yes.
And then we get the nice turn. It looks, like, very, very nice and warm, and then we get the to be continued.
Yes.
Which, like, totally frustrated me, because I thought we had so much more left in the episode, but we obviously didn't. I guess we could just go ahead and jump into predictions since we have this to go off of.
We have news too. I don't know if you want to.
Let's do prediction. Yeah, let's do news really quickly.
AfterBuzz TV News.
You want to go first?
Yes. So, guys, Bethany. Speaking of our girl Bethany, kind of got in a little bit of trouble this previous week. I don't know if you heard the news. TMZ reported that Paris Jackson attempted suicide and had to be taken to the hospital Paris Jackson denied all of that. And then, however, Bethany chimed in on Twitter in a since-deleted tweet saying, "I'm so upset about Paris Jackson, who allegedly attempted suicide. We are the product of our parents. Unresolved issues. She is a very loving person who helps those in need without looking for praise. My heart is with her. I want to take her sadness away as if she was my daughter." So it was somewhat of a nice message that she was, you know, giving mm-hmm. to Paris. But Paris replied, "Lies, lies, lies, OMG, more lies," because she didn't attempt suicide or she wasn't hospitalized for this incident. Bethany deleted the tweet, but she also insinuated something about the relationship, saying, "Well, something is amiss. I will not explain how I know her because that would betray confidence, but something is off here, that I can assure you." So it was a little bit ambiguous, and I'm not really sure. Now I'm even more curious about how they know one another, right? And why it would be some type of betrayal of, you know, confidence.
Yes. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So she got in a little bit of hot water, but she has some good stuff going on also, right?
Amazing stuff. Yes. Yeah. So MGM Television and Mark Burnett have made a multi-year deal with Bethany Frankel to generate unscripted TV projects that will produce, some of which will be star vehicles for her. So she's probably going to be packaging non-scripted shows and packaging them for MGM TV.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't know if this means that she's going to be on any of them. I believe that they're going to use her to bring in the celebrities, bring mm-hmm. in the talent, and come up with ideas because mm-hmm. She's just a genius.
That's awesome.
This makes total sense to me. I think this is awesome. And I think she's going to kill it as a producer. So MGM Worldwide, the chairman made the deal directly with Bethany. So they obviously know each other.
Yeah.
And her attorneys. Oh, we lost our music. Anyway, so Frankel turned herself, she's turned herself into this unscripted megastar herself. So I think she's going to be an amazing producer.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
And I know we have 47 seconds left. Predictions for next week.
Yeah, let's jump in real quick to our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think, you know, Dorinda and Luann will have a cordial conversation at Sonia's party, and deeper into it, they'll be having that lunch with Bethany. Yeah. I still don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think this is going to be a slow burn for, like, the season.
Okay.
I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon.
All right. Well, that's sad. Yeah. And on a lighter note, we see Sonia gets to make out with another girl. Yes. So that's going to make us all very intrigued next week. We see Tinsley talking about Topper, her ex-husband's wife's shoe line. So I didn't even know that she had a shoe line and mm-hmm. some drama there. So we've got some fun stuff with Tinsley, hopefully.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Guys, thanks so much for joining us this week. Next week, we'll have a full panel.
Yes.
And it'll be so fun. But we loved hanging with you guys. And I'm Chelsea Sark Jones. You can find me on social media at @C_S Jones and ChelseaSarkJones.com. And,
awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm Ashley Daniels. And you can find me on Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels and Twitter at Ashley Daniels.
Beautiful. Yeah. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.